this was a head-turner yesterday, a rumor that the Cleveland Browns were interested in interviewing Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, for their head coaching vacancy. Let's bring in Brian Clark this morning. Brian, how much of this was rumor, or how much of it was true?
And that's the big question. Susan, both sides, the Browns and Condoleezza Rice, say it's not going to happen. But this is ESPN's Adam Schefter who had the report, and he's about as plugged in as anybody in the NFL. So I'm sure there was something at some point that there was interest here. Maybe it's not for the head coach position. Maybe it's the Browns want to talk to Condoleezza Rice about a position within the organization. They don't have a president. They have a general manager. Maybe there is a role for her. She's been involved in football before, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. And John Dorsey, the general manager, said she has the highest possible character. I mean, there's not too many people out there more qualified really to do anything than Condoleezza Rice.
But to coach a football team, or even, as I heard some people mention yesterday, be the president of a football team. I'm sure she was on that selection committee, but other than that, she has no experience in the sport.
Yeah, and that is obviously the pretty glaring red flag, Brian. I think president is, if we're going to talk about things that make sense, you start there, because that's really, you're not necessarily selecting the roster, you're overseeing the entire operation of the franchise. It's running a large billion-dollar business, but it's something that, okay, that's like running the State Department. It's different, of course. It's football. It's not international diplomacy, but some of the principles apply. But yeah, the coach situation is different. I like what Condoleezza Rice said in her Facebook post, where she said she's not ready to coach, but she said she'd love to call a play or two if the Browns wanted some help. She is a Browns fan.
Yeah, which I didn't know until yesterday. But a lot of people just like the idea of the fact that a woman is being considered possibly for a position, maybe not necessarily coach, but a position in a male-dominated sport.
But that brings up an interesting question, Susan, because women have been making inroads to become NFL coaches in the last couple of years. There are a few throughout the league. I know the Bills have had one in the past, and now the coaching intern on the staff who is a woman. But I think at times that can then chafe with this, where you have this big name who has no football experience now be considered to be a head coach, where these women who are grinding it out at the lowest rungs of the profession might sit there and think, okay, what about us? How do we really go about this? So it brings up an interesting conversation, but it is a conversation that is happening more and more because there are more and more women now coaching in the NFL.
Okay, well, an interesting thing nonetheless. That report yesterday, Condoleezza Rice might be on that list of coaching candidates the Browns would want to interview. I would love it if the Browns hired Condoleezza Rice as their head coach.